ועבד עם השם אליקיכם, ואיך לך מחבש ממך, ועשי רויסי מהחלון איתו פרסו. תראו, עבוד את השם, you get a blessing, a food, and a drink that you have, the sustenance, and also, you lose mahalas. What is the עבד השם אליקיכם? And the filter says, that's Shvila, like it says, ועבד בכל לבבכם. עבוד with our entire lave, Shvila. That's the thing, lave means where your thoughts are. So, there's a halacha, not well known, that at time of tefillah your thoughts are supposed to be speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzvah lefazeh. No. People wouldn't know it, maybe they start doing it. Yeah. I don't even know it. Yeah. So, Chofetz Chaim has his muscle, a person who, a very wealthy person, had a tremendous collection of svarim. Then he wanted to sell out his svarim. Other collectors, they came inside and they saw that some of the svarim were full of molds and other svarim were eaten by hookworms. And the other ones are missing pages. But the whole big, tremendous library, there's nothing left. So he felt very bad that he thought he had such a wonderful collection of svarim, very valuable collection, and it ended up that there's very little value in them. So he said, it's the same thing with us. Everybody has their svarim that we're writing, a chumash, a mishnayis, a gemara, a mitzvah, a tefillah. Depends how we take care of them. If you just do them, so it could be ended up that each one is missing pages, and this one's rotting, and the value is very little. The person puts more effort and realizes these are the things that have true value. There's nothing else in the world that has value. Money has zero value in this world unless it's used for mitzvahs in the proper fashion. One uses it in the proper fashion has value. Our seichel has zero value. What do you do with your seichel? Not only the worm is going to eat you up, but the mitzvahs are have a yoke to eat you up. So something a person should take out some time and realize that we have, Hashem gave us the things to succeed in life with everything we need. Get a bracha and or physical things, remove the matlas and kavachoyim so you get the spiritual tefillas elikim. But it needs for a person to take it serious and always once in a while sit back and focus. Am I really giving things the right value? If we give it the right value, then we'll invest better in it, we'll put more faith to do it properly, watch over it, and we'll continue doing it. Hashem, we'll be zecher to the brachas and Eilam Hazan.